Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, and you can ask us your question there. We can hear your voice, the inflection, give us all the details. But today we are doing things just a little differently. You may or may not know, Annette and I have reinvested a lot of time and energy into our YouTube channel, which is different content than you get here on the podcast, because some people are visual, some people, you want to be able to listen to the podcast on the go, maybe you want to do both. It's been really fun. We've been getting to know people over on our YouTube channel as well. Have you been having fun on YouTube, Annette?
I have.
It's been good.
I have to admit, I watch YouTube more than anything.
More than podcast listening?
I think I'm going to have to say yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I have it in the background a lot. For those of you that don't know, I live alone, so I just like to have some background noise. And I listen to a lot of music on YouTube, so it allows me to toggle between music and education. And I think I probably watch YouTube more than listen to podcasts these days.
I can say this. When I'm driving to and from all the different things that I'm, properties, whatever, it's podcasts for me for sure. If I'm at home and like Nick, my husband, if he's in the living room watching something, it's usually violent and sci-fi-y and I cannot. So I will be in our office, and if I don't feel like reading or doing something else, like I'll put on YouTube on my laptop and watch in the office, whether it's educational or something else. So that's when I'm watching YouTube when I'm at home.
But I bet if you did a time study on me, because still when I walk and I'm in my car, I still go back to podcast, even though I could do it on my phone. That's like a habit. Yeah. So I don't know. If we did a time study, it still might be neck and neck. But I love both of them.
Send us a DM, you guys, on Instagram, yet another different platform, and let us know what you consume. Again, I think we're safe to say we consume both. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, we've got different content on both. But we had Jenny Price 1781. Leave us a comment on a YouTube video we did diving into dynamic pricing. And Jenny asked, do you still recommend dynamic pricing even if you are in a rural area and don't have lots of activities in the area? And we've got some thoughts for Jenny.
My first thought is we use Price Labs. They offer a 30-day free, no credit card commitment. So right there, there's like zero risk to try it because I am always interested in what software will recommend. I always like to like fact check myself, second guess myself, and always be learning. So for the simple fact of understanding what a dynamic pricing software would offer me for the information that I put in about my home and area, I would be highly, highly interested to make sure that the work that I'm doing is similar. So right there, zero risk, I would try it just because I want to know where I'm falling and what they would recommend.
And I think that's the first thing, especially new hosts, when they come and they start hearing about dynamic pricing, they think that they can beat dynamic pricing. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like they want to save money and I understand that. But I will say and die on this hill that when you are just starting out and like so many hosts, you are just on one platform, like most likely Airbnb, first thing I would invest in is dynamic pricing because it's the one software that will actually help you make more money.
Right. Curiosity would kill the cat here. Are you still allowed to say that? I don't know if you're not.
Probably not.
But I would just want to know, what are the best in the business, the algorithm? What is this data scraping, monstrous, amazing machine pulling data from my area? So Jenny, that's my thing right there is like, you want to be the best of the best. And I don't care what area you're in, even if you are in a rural area, I want to make sure that you're competitive. So that goes to the next thing. Sarah will speak to this. You said you don't have lots of activities in the area, but what might she have in the area?
Annette, we get so many questions from hosts about how we keep our operations running smoothly without feeling overwhelmed.
It's all thanks to Breezeway. It organizes everything, cleaning, inspections, and maintenance with custom checklists for each property. When our team marks a task complete, we're confident it's done exactly to our brand standards.
And Breezeway messaging has made things even easier. We've automated all guest communication from check-in details and reminders to review requests. Our favorite feature, it automatically offers gap nights, filling those empty spots between bookings. This simple automation has added thousands to our revenue without extra effort from us.
If you're feeling stuck in your operations, Breezeway will help.
TFE listeners can get Breezeway operations for free for their first property. Just go to breezeway.io/TFE. That's right. You get your first property for free. breezeway.io/TFE. Click the link in our show notes to get your free demo today. I'm hoping you'll have some competitors. There are instances where you might be, you have such an incredible property that people are going to travel just to go to your property. But if you're in a rural area, because if people go there to disconnect, unwind, maybe it's more of a camping, glamping area. We get it. We have that here in Ohio as well. Mm-hmm. We have people who have the same idea that we do to capture people who are trying to get away and unwind, go hiking, and offer accommodations. So I would say, and we asked our revenue manager this too, let's say you've got one, two competitors. Okay, try the free trial with Price Labs. And if you feel like you've rocked it out and you don't need it, fine. But if you have three or more competitors, really what dynamic pricing is about making sure that you are priced competitively against other properties. You want to make sure that you have appropriate pricing during peak seasons and yes, peak events, but that's kind of a bonus. You want to see where you can maximize available revenue in the market, and you won't know if you're not comparing yourself to your competitors.
And let's say, and I'm not sure when you're saying like we don't have a lot of activities, but I'm telling you, if there is one event or one activity near you, like one event a year can like triple our monthly revenue. So like knowing about that event and understanding, Jenny, how to price it is incredible for you. And what's cool about it is that's something that once you get that dialed in, those specific events or activities, that compound effects, especially if it's something that's annually or, you know, something that happens over and over again, you do not want to miss out on that either a peak season, that event, the thing that you can also really increase your nightly rate for.
Or not to sound whatever, but how many times have there been a quote unquote event that I would not have considered it to be an event and other people do because everyone's interests are vastly different. And so, Jenny, you may not know that there's an event or an activity happening because unless you have your Google linked up to your area, and again, like especially in rural areas, different areas are called different things further apart. So something that's 15 miles away might be going on in a different town, but it could very much affect your rental. And you won't know it because you don't have AI, essentially, or an algorithm there to help you harness it.
And the last thing I want to say about it is I am also the type of person, like, if there's that software out there, if there, again, like, I got to scratch the itch. Like, I want to know, like, I don't like unanswered things, especially like, because you can sit out here forever wondering, should I try it? And the reason I also say try it is A, there's a 30-day free trial, but try it. If you don't like it, you can always not use it. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I have so many things that I'm like, oh, I want to try it. It's like, let's just try it, get it over with. And then it's not taking up space in my mind anymore about what if or should I use it. So I encourage you, try it, see if you like it. And then, but it is, it isn't something, Jenny, I want you to think you can just dive in today, you'll see a result tomorrow, understand it, and then that's it. You are going to have to understand it, tweak it. It is an art and science. Your home is an investment. Any of the software that you should purchase is an investment. And again, what circling back to what Sarah said at the beginning of the episode, we always let all hosts know if there is any piece of software that we would bring in first for our short-term rental, it would be dynamic pricing because it is the one that can truly help you make more money immediately and forever. Not that the other ones can't, but you could see an immediate ROI on that investment.
All right, Jenny, thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Thanks for asking the question in the comments. And if you're curious about this video that Jenny was commenting on, we'll make sure to
put it in the show notes.
With that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.